KRNR Judges Report, February 4th, 2021, recorded February 23rd. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday. It's also available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. The news this week falls into two general categories, COVID and the county treasurer, although as you will see, there is some overlap. On the treasurer front, 3 weeks of notices in the Eagle and on the county website produced 5 interested parties. Interestingly, it was a wide assortment of candidates, ranging in age from 20s through the 70s, and education ranging from high school through MBAs. After the treasurer and I met with all of them, we needed to have the commissioners in the loop, as this is a commissioner's court decision. With a couple of commissioners either sick or exposed to COVID and isolating, the only answer was remote interviews via Zoom. As you can imagine, this was a technological challenge, but with coordinating coaching from Jackie Brooks, it was all done last week. Late in the week, 2 more applications also arrived. In a call commissioner's court meeting, Monday, January 31st, this was all discussed. The interviews occurred as scheduled. The court on the 31st pretty quickly narrowed the field down and after discussion appointed Summer Campbell in a unanimous vote. Ms. Campbell keeps, or has kept, books for a number of local businesses and has strong local ties. She has already started training with outgoing treasurer Trina Busby. The official transition occurs late in the month. Besides selecting Ms. Campbell, the court was of one mind on several other related issues. We all preferred in-person interviews to Zoom, but Zoom was way better than a telephone interview. Also, we agreed that the field included a number of qualified candidates. Each had unique backgrounds and circumstances. We all sincerely appreciate the time and effort that all of the candidates invested in the process and enjoyed getting to know each of them. There were some other potential candidates which I solicited, which ultimately did not throw their hat into the ring over a variety of issues ranging from pay to avoiding the public spotlight or just being at the point in life where retirement and or cattle and grandkids were more appealing. I look at county service a bit like selective service or maybe being a Mormon missionary. Public service is a civic duty that everyone should step up to when they can, although like the draft, there are always some that should be 4F from public office. On the COVID front, we have seen a run-up in local cases in Mills County since the holidays. For most of last week, I thought we had peaked and were again on the decline locally, but things happen. On February 1st, as we were warned last week, the state reports included 151 new cases for Mills County that weren't really new February 1st, but was a backlog of previously unrecorded positive tests mostly from December and January. From comparing state reports and the reports from local medical providers and other sources, it had long been clear that the state was underreporting, and many of these cases were already in my locally reported numbers. There is still some duplication being sorted out, as one list will have street addresses and exact age, but of course no names, while the other list reports only ages grouped in 10-year increments. For instance, a person may be 17 on one report and listed as teenager on the other. Then, the state reports often use P.O. box addresses, while the other reports use street addresses. We are catching a lot of the duplication through local knowledge, but there are likely some we still miss. Regardless, the hospitals are staying pretty full, and the local news new cases continue, and people we know die. The vaccines are frustratingly close, but it will be through the summer before becoming available to the healthy young cohort. Then there is the politicization of COVID and masks. There is just no putting a happy face on this. We will be dealing with COVID for most of this year, I fear. I'm receiving calls daily about vaccine, ranging from how and where can I get vaccinated to anger over the lack of local vaccine and why can't I fix it. The vaccine is out there, but getting it is like finding where's Elmo. Local people who are persistent with their computers and can travel on short notice to wherever it is available are getting vaccinated. Those who are waiting for it to come to them are not. Charles Darwin would not be surprised. As I record this, we have 198 active cases of COVID in Mills County, 484 recovered cases, and 22 deaths. By the time this is broadcast, the numbers will be higher. Meanwhile, jury trials have been postponed, prom is an open question, and the Super Bowl is Sunday. With both Congress and the state legislature in session, what can possibly go wrong? I better end this report. I am depressing myself. This is Ed Smith, your county judge. Thank you for your interest in county government.